Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gather ye wisdom while ye may. It's time to give advice.
Okay.
Do you feel wise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah,
usually. You know, an old owl.
Great at giving advice.
Yeah,
Never take it.
I don't listen to my own advice very often.
Well, let's do it. We have a Jimbo. Does Jimbo need the harmonizer or no harmonizer?
Yes, he needs it.
Okay, well, let's do that first then. Jimbo, you are on the harmonizer. Welcome.
From parts unknown.
What is the advice you need?
There's a new guy at work. All newer, and he's starting to stink, and I don't know how to tell him or hurt his feelings.
What kind
I hope
of...
I should break into his locker and leave some deodorant, or I think he leaves the same clothes there and he doesn't take them home and wash them.
What kind of job is it?
It's production.
Okay. Are you working?
I'm a Lyft driver, but I still got to be close to him, but then he's in close contact with females and coworkers and stuff like that. But he's got a girlfriend there, and she's always hanging out pretty close to him, so I don't know. But yeah, I was just thinking about it on the way home.
But maybe she has no sense of smell.
That
could happen, or she just doesn't care. Maybe she likes his musk. Mm-hmm. Are you are you in charge?
Kind of not really. I mean, I keep them supplied with stuff and keep them going. To do their job, but so we kind of, I'm not really their boss, but they are under production or whatever.
Well, I mean, whoever the supervisor is, maybe you can on the sly let them know, that should be their job. They should have to do that, not you.
Definitely the case. I don't know. The type of guy he is, he'd probably be like, you go for it, man.
Maybe.
Supervisor doesn't want to do it.
Can't go wrong with deodorant in the locker. And then if that doesn't work, I think you're stuck with it. Or it just hurts some feelings. Dude, wash your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Maybe a little note somewhere that just says, hey, man, I don't want to hurt your feelings. But a lot of people around here think that you are starting to smell a little
I think that's actually a good idea.
I guess it's about as best as you can do.
I'd rather find out this way than be ostracized by everyone because you don't smell
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that while that would hurt in the moment, it wouldn't be as embarrassing as someone saying it to your face. And it would make you feel better that it wasn't just going around in circles about you
mm-hmm.
later, right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you could always just go right up to him and go, hey, man, you smell. I mean, you could. I don't know that situation. Yeah. But at the very least, a little subtle note so he's maybe not, publicly embarrassed.
Right? Yeah, just don't do it in front of everybody. Becky in Nashville joins us. Hello, Becky.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Okay. My boyfriend is buying a house and he wants me to move in with him. So we've been having little small arguments about how we're going to furnish the house or paint the walls. And his attitude is, it's my house, I'm buying it, it's my way. Well, the latest one that we have been really arguing about is his ex-girlfriend's dad fell. He's elderly and he fell and hurt his hip. And he asked him to move in the house and didn't even discuss it with me, and we're supposed to be moving in together. And I told him, I was like, don't you think you ought to discuss that with me since we're going to be living together? He's like, no, it's my house. I'm buying it. Why do I have to ask your permission? And I'm like, because you're asking another man to live in the house that I'm going to be living in.
And not just another man. It'd be one thing if it was his own dad, but it's his ex-girlfriend's dad?
Exactly. Yes.
I think you need a new boyfriend.
Just the whole, this is my house alone, that, you don't want to feel like you're a constant guest somewhere where you're being asked to move into.
Right, yeah.
Are you going to be asked to help take care of this invalid that's moving in? Because if I were you, I'd say, nah, it's not my problem. It's your house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, what a poisonous way to start all of this.
Well, also, that means that the ex-girlfriend is going to be there once in a while, I assume, unless like they're, you know, completely ostracized from one another.
Estranged, yeah.
No, it's from another. She lives in another state.
Hmm. Wow. Still weird.
Still
it is still weird.
How long have you guys been dating?
A year.
Okay. And how old are you guys? Like roughly in your 30s?
He's 60 and I'm 50.
Oh.
I didn't see that coming.
Okay, so this guy is like super elderly then.
Like the dad.
The dad who fell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Man. Well, I don't know. I never met him. Like, I never even met his ex-girlfriend. That's my point. I don't know this guy.
Could be the same age as the boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. But, I mean, I assume. Assuming that she.
He lied to me when we met. He told me he was 51. Then I found out he was 60.
What does he do that's good? Because I hear two pretty big strikes.
Yeah.
He's super nice to me when he wants to be.
When he wants to be. Okay.
It sounds like you got to break up with him, honestly.
Yeah, sounds like he's very, you know, he's very
selfish.
Pig-headed and selfish. To me, you know, I
wouldn't want to live somewhere where I was going to be reminded I was a guest. All the time.
Yeah.
I'll
do what I want because it's my house and you just, you know, you're lucky to live here kind of attitude.
Yeah. Certainly wouldn't make me very excited to help out.
Yeah.
And we'll be splitting everything. So, I have my own place.
You're splitting, going to split the cost of, like, you have to pay rent?
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
How's his penis?
Small.
Like you know your answer.
All right, he's a selfish pig head with a small penis.
Middle Tennessee, Becky will be on the market soon.
But he's on the prowl.
Sounds like a real attractive fella.
Yeah.
Becky, good luck, okay?
All right, thank
Holy
you.
Holy cow, man.
It's not often that it's, that it's like, hey, break up.
Let that man, you know, have all of his evenings with that other fractured old man, and they can have hungry man dinners together. Yeah. And watch Duck Dynasty or whatever they might want to do.
Like, if you're asked, like, what are some good things about your spouse? And you go,
Yeah. He's nice when he wants to be.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
No, I wouldn't say so.
1-800-947-3979. How about this one? My long-term girlfriend and I disagree about whether a $30,000 inheritance left to her by her great aunt should be her money or our money. She wants to spend a large part of it on expensive supplies for her hobby. I think we should save most of it and use some of it on a vacation since we both find traveling to be deeply enjoyable and romantic. My argument is, I don't care about her hobby, but we'll both enjoy a trip. Number two, we've lived on only my, admittedly low, since it's in academia, income for over a decade, so according to her own rule about entitlement to her windfall, shouldn't she technically have been entitled to none of my wages all these years? Boy, another couple that's really getting along.
Okay, so these people are married, you said?
Her argument, longtime girlfriend, her argument is she had to put aside her hobby for many years to raise our children. It's not a safe art form for young kids to be around and yearns to return to it. What the hell is this hobby?
Yeah, what is her art form?
Fire breathing? She paid entirely in cash for our $950,000 house.
Holy crap.
Wow. At the beginning of our partnership, though my income pays property taxes and maintenance cost, therefore she alleges we actually haven't been living solely on my income because of saving on rent or mortgage all these
years. She's right.
She
paid $1 million for your house
out
of pocket.
And I doubt you've caught up.
Yeah, so
probably not.
So she paid for the house and you pay for food? Like, I mean,
well, taxes.
Yeah, taxes. Oh, wow.
I mean taxes on $1 million property are probably pretty substantial.
But less than
still,
the property.
Yeah, it's going to take you a little while to catch up.
I mean, if you're together as a couple, if it's a healthy relationship, almost all money coming in would generally be kind of just shared because you'd both be good with it and you'd have real conversations about how to spend money and, you know, work through those things as a couple. But you are not doing that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if it's everything is hers, mine, but mine is hers when I want it to be, but not now. And
man, I didn't exit did luck. That kind of stuff. We've split everything. And then when I bought my house here, I paid for it and I put the down payment on it. And then I paid for all of the renovations. And I specifically said I wanted to keep that separate because we weren't engaged or weren't even talking about anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted him to have input in it. So when I was doing the bathrooms and stuff like that, very opposite of our previous caller and this, I wanted him to feel like this was a shared project. Mm-hmm. And then he would be completely unaware when talking to me about needing to split things in half that he was trying to do for the house, but weren't necessarily need to do projects mm-hmm. or anything that I felt was like making the house better. It was just mm-hmm. a project he wanted to do. And then he'd hand me the receipt for $800 worth of supplies. He'd be like, all right, well, I'll Venmo you for the $400. And I'm looking at him like, no, please don't send a Venmo request. I can't afford that right now. And he'd just look at me puzzled. And I'd say, you got to remember, man, I spent all of my savings.
Right.
All of it. And all of the other little bit I had, I put towards this loan that I got so I could fix these bathrooms.
Right.
He was totally unaware. And it was, I never wanted to throw it in his face like, hey, this is my house and I paid for it. But in those moments, I had to say, remember, I did have to put down 20%. And that was not easy.
Right. And you were paying the mortgage entirely on your own.
Oh, yeah. Well, we split it in half.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But he worked from home. And that was another thing. I was like, do you pay more since you have a whole office to yourself? And that was like not an easy conversation to have with somebody. It was, it was it's so strange doing that. It's never easy. But
I can't imagine like billing your significant other for a project you did.
Without asking. Yeah. Just, I just did it. So here's a bill.
That's like, that's awkward.
It was.
Oh, it's a little strange. Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.